So I have another pee story, and I would like to, this adds on to, I forgot your name, Shia, that accidents don't really happen from, you know, when you're little children. They continue through your life cycle. So, I don't know, I guess I was in first, second, third, fourth, fifth, somewhere in that range. And I'm in gym class, and, you know, we're all lined up, you know, we're playing Red Rover or doing suicides, or I don't know what we're doing, but I was having a blast. So when, you know, throughout my childhood, my mom would be like, Michelle, you really need to do something about, you know, having control over when you have to pee, because I know when you have to pee, you start doing, you know, the pee-pee dance, and then you just dance, and you don't go because I think you're having so much fun. I was like, yeah, Mom, you're right. So I'm in gym class, and, you know, I feel the urge to go, and I'm still, you know, just, no, I can hold it a little bit more. No, this is great. So the kids actually migrate in one quarter. I don't know if they were playing dodgeball or whatever, but so I'm alone by myself. I'm thinking, oh, shit, I have to pee. And I'm not going to make it to the restroom. So, you know, then I'm just like, I walk around. I'm like, oh, my ankle. Well, so there it is, a puddle. But I slowly get up and I start thinking when I'm down there, like, okay, what's my excuse? I really don't have an excuse. So then I start getting really embarrassed and flustered. And then I start, you know, hiding because, you know, you can see the wet spot, you know, back here or something. Okay. Making sure no one can see my behind. And finally, I don't know, I migrate to the opposite side of where the kids are, and then they come over to the spot. They're like, ew, what's that? And I'm just like, I don't know. That's so disgusting. So then finally, while they're all crowded over there, I make my exit into the restroom. The end.